Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
My roommate and I decided to have a short break away somewhere. We both had boyfriends who unofficially lived with us, so we decided to just have a girly weekend away. My roommate, Shiarn, convinced me to stay in this cute little cottage that was a little bit more expensive than I would like to have spent, but it did seem much nicer than staying in a motel, and it was much cheaper than a hotel. We booked it, and 2 weeks later arrived for our holiday. The key was in the key safe, and there was a list of things we needed to know on the kitchen countertop, such as how to work the AC and hot water. The cottage was obviously looked after by someone who had OCD, as everything was laid out perfectly. It's hard to paint a picture, but imagine the finest cutlery, all laid out in order of size and purpose. All the jars and cans in the cupboard were in alphabetical order, with the label facing out. Although we laughed, it was a bit creepy. But I suppose first impressions are everything, and we were impressed, so I guess it worked.
Happy birthday, America! It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. It was fair to say at that point that Shiarn had made the right choice in convincing me to go there. The first night, we decided to cook a meal together and opened a bottle of wine. We were joking and laughing, and quite unexpectedly, Shiarn asked me if I had ever thought about cheating on my boyfriend, and I told her honestly that I hadn't. Shiarn told me that she had often thought about it, and if ever the opportunity came up and the guy was cute, then she would probably give it a go. I was shocked by this, as Shiarn always seemed like the type to be faithful and loyal. The conversation and night moved on, and we went to bed around 11 p.m., as we had a full day planned the next day. The next day we went shopping and saw the sights of the city, and afterwards we decided to go to a few bars. We both had shopping bags with us, so we didn't intend for it to be a late one, or at least I didn't. As we were sitting there drinking, Shiarn pointed out two men who were glancing over at us.
"Let's get them over here," Shiarn whispered. "We can just do a bit of harmless flirting. No one will know."
Before I could even object, Shiarn waved the two men over. They were both in their mid to late 30s, good-looking, nice suits, and appeared to be rather successful. We got to talking, and I have to admit, I actually enjoyed myself. I flirted a little, but when asked, I told them I had a boyfriend. One of the men asked Shiarn if she was single, and she said yes. Even though she had told me the night before that she would cheat if she got the chance, I never thought she would go through with it. I saw this as a red flag, and asked the men to get us some drinks. They willingly obliged, and I took this opportunity to try and get my friend out of there. Shiarn refused to leave with me, saying she was having too much of a good time and didn't want the night to end. I picked up all the bags and grabbed her arm, but she was loud and obnoxious and started to cause a scene. One of the two men we were talking to came over and asked what was happening. I said it was time for us to leave, and Shiarn slurred out that she wasn't going anywhere. The man leaned in and whispered in my ear,
"If you want to go, then go, but your friend wants to stay. So she stays."
He said this quite assertively, and I didn't want to get dragged into whatever mess Shiarn was about to create for herself, so I called Shiarn's bluff and said I was going to get a cab and walked out. She didn't follow me. I went back to the Airbnb and waited up for Shiarn to come home, but as it got closer to midnight, there was still no sign of her. I texted her to make sure she was okay, and eventually I received a response. She said she was out having a good time and not to worry. I had had enough and decided to go to bed. She was a big girl, and I had tried everything I could to help her. I went to sleep and woke up sometime later. I had no idea what time it was, but I could hear Shiarn in the next room, and she wasn't alone. She was actually going through with this. I pulled my duvet over my head and went back to sleep, telling myself it's not my business. Soon after, even though I was sleeping, I felt a presence in the room with me. I remember opening my eyes and waiting for them to adjust. As I did, I saw the silhouette of a man sitting next to me on the bed. I screamed, "Hey, it's okay, it's me, the guy from the bar." I screamed at him to get out, and he left the room calling me a crazy bitch on the way out. There was a small chest of drawers in the room, which I pushed behind the door to make sure he wouldn't get back in. That morning, I packed my things and left. I didn't even tell Shiarn that I was going. I had considered her one of my best friends, and she put me in a situation that made me really uncomfortable, and I wasn't sure at that point if I could forgive her. When I arrived home, my boyfriend was packing his things to leave. I asked him what he was doing, and he showed me a photo message he had received from Shiarn. It was a picture of me and the man in bed. We were both under the duvet, and he was laying behind me with his arm over me. As far as photos go, I looked guilty. I still to this day don't understand how he climbed into bed with me without waking me up. My boyfriend wouldn't even give me the opportunity to explain, let alone believe me. That day, my boyfriend moved out, and I haven't seen him since. I tried to talk to him, but he ghosted me. I tried to talk to Shiarn's boyfriend about what happened. He blamed me, saying just because I got caught out, that I shouldn't try and ruin their relationship. Shiarn and her boyfriend are still together, and I moved back in with my parents. I tried to do the right thing, and it all blew up in my face.
Happy birthday, America! It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, we truly appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel for more upcoming stories and exciting content.
I live on my own in a two-bedroom house. I used to rent out the spare room to tenants on a long-term basis, but when I heard about Airbnb, I learned that I could maximize the profits by charging more money for a short stay. Sometimes I could earn in a long weekend what I would receive for charging a month's rent, so it seemed like a no-brainer. This meant I either had the place to myself for a good portion of the month, or I was receiving a higher income for the month. Either way, it was a win. This one night, I received a booking from a new Airbnb user called Ella. When I say new, I mean her profile didn't have any feedback or anything indicating she had used the platform before. She had booked for two nights, and this was fine with me. Airbnb was pretty established at this point, and I would always take photos before and after to save arguments of damage. Plus, I had cameras installed in all the communal areas to protect me from damage or theft. The room I rented out was an ensuite bedroom and included a microwave and kettle in the room, so there was no real reason to leave unless you were leaving the house. Ella arrived, and at first glance, she seemed nice, nothing unusual. We made some small talk, and she said she was just visiting some friends for the weekend and needed somewhere to crash. I showed her around, and carried her bag up to her room and handed her her key and left her there. I usually just stayed in my room when people were over. The living room was off limits to guests, but usually when guests hear the television, they take it upon themselves to come in and chat, whereas people seem to respect the privacy of a bedroom a little more. That night, I heard Ella walking around the house. She didn't make a lot of noise or anything, but I could hear the creaking of the floorboards as she tiptoed down the hall and down the stairs. I soon fell asleep, as I had been working all week, and when I woke in the morning, everything seemed normal, nothing unusual about the house. I saw Ella leaving and wished her a good day. It was that night where things got really weird. I heard Ella come home and remember looking at the clock next to my bed. It was 1:15. As Ella came up the stairs and down the hall, I could hear two voices, Ella's and someone else's. I had explained the rules of no other guests in the house without asking me first, so I jumped out of bed to tell her there would be an additional charge for anyone else. I opened my bedroom door and there was Ella, standing on her own. I looked down the hall and there was no one there.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ella looked at me stunned as to why I had shot out of the bedroom door so fast.
I'm sorry, I thought I heard more than one voice.
Ella replied.
It's okay, it happens all the time.
I smiled and closed the door. What did she mean, it happens all the time? I thought this was an odd thing to say, and it kind of gave me chills. I was convinced she was talking to someone, though, so I thought I would check the camera footage. The footage didn't record audio, as I thought that was a bit invasive, but as I watched the playback, Ella did appear to be talking to someone. She was smiling, laughing, and even looking to her side as if someone else was walking through the house with her, but as far as I could see, she was alone. Then I heard a loud thud, which sounded like it came from the hall, more specifically, outside my room. I felt a bit weirded out from watching that video of Ella walking through the house talking to someone, so I switched to the live feed. Ella's face was right in front of the hall camera. I shouted to her to ask if she was okay. She turned around and walked back into her bedroom without saying a word. I never saw her for the rest of the night. I didn't sleep for the rest of the night either. Sunday morning, I heard Ella's bedroom door close and heard her walking down the hallway, down the stairs, and then I heard the front door close. Most people thank you and say they had a nice time, but not Ella. She just left. Sunday night, still weirded out by the night before, I thought I would check out the cameras from Friday night too. Ella had been walking around the house for 3 hours in the middle of the night. But Ella didn't just walk around. She urinated in my kitchen sink, then went to the fridge and drank my orange juice straight out of the carton. Then she helped herself to my food, placing her hands in the likes of my cereal boxes and biscuits. She didn't even wash her hands after urinating in my sink. Then she walked just out of shot of the camera. I could see her arms moving, and then she walked over to the freezer, opened it, put her arm inside, then closed it.
Did she just put something in my freezer?
I went to the freezer to check it out, and this grown-ass woman had taken a shit in her hand while in my kitchen and put it in my freezer. I was absolutely in shock at what I just saw. I reported her to Airbnb and submitted the footage. I received some compensation, but this girl was a freak and not right in her head. I think she was banned from the platform after that, and since then, I've had no more weird encounters. Not yet, anyway. I'm a relatively well-known gamer on YouTube and other social media platforms. I'm not super famous or anything, but I do have a decent following, and for this reason, I would like to keep my identity anonymous. I had been gaming for about 6 months when I received a message through Kick asking if I wanted to partake in a meet in a nearby city. Truth be told, I thought it was a scam from the get-go and asked for some more info, and a man who called himself Henry said that I wouldn't need to pay for anything and that he would be renting out an Airbnb for us all to stay and game in. It sounded too good to be true, and I said I wasn't interested. Henry said they were developing a new platform that had some investors, and it was all 100% funded and legit. They had all the connections to make it happen, and had been watching me for a while, and believed we could help each other out. As much as my mom and my friends mocked me for wanting to be a professional gamer, I would do anything to try and elevate my status and earn a living from gaming, and so I decided I was all in, despite how much it sounded like a scam. Henry then sent me the booking confirmation of a house he had rented through Airbnb. The receipt read $1,200 for a weekend. This was crazy, and it looked super cool. The fact it had been booked and paid for proved the legitimateness of the event. The rooms all had double beds and ensuite. There was a hot tub outside in the garden, and there was nothing for kilometers around us, so we could be as loud as we wanted. The only condition was I had to bring all my own gear for the setup. I knew this was going to be a hassle, but it seemed worth it. It was a 2-hour drive away from my house, and so I set off in plenty of time with all my gear loaded in the back of the car. I was hella excited. I arrived at the address given to me just as it was starting to turn dark. I noticed straight away that there were no other cars in the driveway. I wasn't sure what was going on, so I went up to the door and knocked. There was no answer, and there were no lights on inside, meaning I was the first one there, I was in the wrong place, or no one else was coming. I walked around the house looking for any signs of life, but I found no one. I checked the details Henry had sent me. I even checked the pictures on the Airbnb app, and I was definitely in the right place. I decided to wait it out. And after about 30 minutes, I heard a rustling coming from the bushes, about 60 feet to my right. I wasn't sure if this was a wild animal or not, but I didn't want to take any chances, and so I jumped in my car and reversed so I could shine my headlights towards the bushes. As I did, I saw a shadowy figure, which looked like that of a man, run off into the trees. I was getting scared now. I had arrived a little early, but we were now 20 minutes past the official meeting time, and no one else had turned up. I messaged Henry to find out where he was. As soon as I sent it, I could see he had seen the message, but he never replied. I said to myself that I was going to give it another 10 minutes, and then I was going to leave. 10 minutes later, no one else had arrived, and I had had enough. I put my car into drive and left for home. I never mentioned that the Airbnb was up a long drive on a private road, and as I was driving down, I noticed a car parked with its lights off, set back amongst the trees.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I never noticed it on the way up, and it would have been easier for me to see from the other side, and due to it still being daylight. Something wasn't right, and I was starting to feel more and more like this was a setup. Just as I was going to pull off the private road, I noticed a faint shadow of a car tailing me. It had to be the car I had passed in the trees, and it still didn't have its lights on. I put my foot on the gas and was out of there as quickly as possible. I eventually got to the highway, and I didn't see anyone following me, so I decided to ease up off the gas. I was shaking and anxious and felt like I needed to pull over, but just wanted to get myself home. I kept checking my mirrors, making sure nothing was following me, and eventually I arrived home close to 6 hours after I had left. I never heard from Henry again. I was talking to my friend about the whole ordeal a few days later, and he suggested contacting Airbnb about the booking. They told me it was canceled a few days before, and the person that rented it received a full refund. The weirdest thing was, I had spoken to Henry that day, and he asked me what gear I was bringing to make sure he had enough plugs and extension cords for everyone. I think they planned on stealing my gear when I was there, as they knew I had over $2,000 worth of equipment. Luckily, they weren't stealth sneaking up on me, and I was able to get away unharmed and with all my gear.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.